Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
On the DJV programs, Monday the 19th of April, Patriots Day in Boston, in Massachusetts, although nothing's going on. The running of the race, the marathon, which normally would take place on this day, has been moved to October, which makes it seem kind of useless, kind of senseless. It was canceled last year, too. This was Patriots Day weekend here in Massachusetts, and there's no other state that has this as a holiday, because this is where it all began, ladies and gentlemen. Let's have a round of applause for the people who live in my neck of the woods. This is the DJV program, by the way. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, and Rich McFadden's at the controls in our studio in Washington. So Patriots
when they cancel it, Doug, what happens?
They move the Red Sox game to 11 o'clock instead of playing it at 1. That's basically what happens. And the Red Sox, by the way, beat the Chicago White Sox. You know, it's one of the things of... I'm not a sports person, and we all know that. But I do get enthused about baseball, maybe because of what it signifies, the beginning of something new and fresh and a neat kind of a time of year. So I actually... Listen, I went to Vermont to pick up a load of cows this weekend, and I was listening to the Red Sox game pretty much all the way back. And it was fun to listen to the game. And all the anecdotal little things that go on among the players and the fans and stuff. Except that I couldn't tell you one name of one player. I can't pronounce any of them because they're all very difficult. And I know you'll say, we should learn how to pronounce those names. Or maybe I should, but I don't know how to pronounce them. It's that, you know, kind of that bottom line-ish. But it's fun anyway. Earth Day is this week. We have to spend some time on that. But I think if we get started, Jennifer, going through all the shoot-em-ups, Monday mayhem here with the shootout in Wisconsin, the shootout in Austin, the results of the FedEx shooting last Friday in Indianapolis. So what's the trickle-down effect? If it isn't, it's not pretty much the same as it always is, I guess. We talk about gun laws, let's pass more legislation. I remember those who were killed in the shooting. And was the guy in Indianapolis really someone who didn't like Sikhs? It was 19 years old, that kid, right?
So let's start with Indianapolis. And that was the story last week where someone walked into a FedEx facility, the second largest FedEx facility in the country, and opened fire inside and outside. It turns out that is someone who used to work there, 19 years old, killed 8 people, 4 inside, 4 outside the FedEx facility in Indianapolis. The security checkpoint is what stopped him. I guess he knew it was there. He was familiar with the facility when he came into contact with it. He knew police were on the way. He turned his weapon on to himself. Now, they are tracing his weapons. The Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms traced 2 weapons, and the police learned that the shooter, Brandon Hull, purchased one in July of 2020 and one in September of 2020, according to police.
So I thought you couldn't buy a gun until you were 21. You can get them at 18 now?
18.
Yeah, it depends. Yeah. It depends. There are certain states that will sell like shotguns, essentially, to 18-year-olds, and then you have to be 21 to buy a handgun, but it depends state by state how that works. So in March 2020, the mother of the shooter told law enforcement that he might try to commit suicide by cop. The family in this case did what they were supposed to do. They contacted the FBI. They said, this guy is not right, our family member. And so they contacted the FBI and said that he's looking to do suicide by cop, which, if you're not familiar with that term, means that you try to engage. You try to engage law enforcement and you get shot in the process. So FBI Indianapolis, the special agent in charge, Paul Keenan, has been holding press conferences on this. He said he was placed on immediate detention in a mental health, on a mental health temporary hold, like a 5150, by the Indianapolis Metropolitan Police Department. He also said that a shotgun was seized at the residence at that time. So they did everything that they were supposed to do here, but you know, apparently they didn't think that he was extreme, you know, motivated by extremism. And so the shotgun was never returned to the suspect, but they kind of thought it was case closed. Deputy police chief is Craig McCart there. He told reporters that Indianapolis police found his name in two past incident reports. Now, whether or not the red flag law worked or didn't work, the reason he was able to buy the guns, not sure exactly how he was able to facilitate that because there was a red flag. When the system is executed properly, this should have been prevented somehow. It was not, and now you've got eight people that were left dead.
So what is there about this area of Indiana or this area of the country that attracts so many Sikhs? There are about 10,000 that live in the greater Indianapolis area. 90% of the workers are members of the Sikh. I'm always uncomfortable. The Sikh community, I don't know what that means. They are Sikhs. That's their religious preference. And so this is an Indian group, mostly from the border of. There was something, if I remember correctly from my studies of religion in school, they're on the Pakistani-Indian border is where most of them live. Anyway, so what is there, though, that would attract them? It's funny. Remember the times I've told you about the Somalians that live up in Lewiston, Maine, where, and all the Muslims that live in Detroit? Why?
My friend's parents are Sikhs, and they live in a Sikh community in Texas. And I'm
really
always amazed at how they made it to Texas.
Yeah,
but,
right.
Yeah,
It's just a question. I don't know, there's probably not an answer. Okay, so now the latest is the three that were shot in Austin. Apparently there's no suspect in custody. Is that true, Jen?
Well, the suspect is like a detective that's been retired or relieved of his duties, I guess. They call him a former detective. And so that's interesting. But no, he's not in custody yet. Three people dead. It was an apparent domestic situation, they call it, in Austin, Texas over the weekend. It appears to be isolated. That's what the Austin police are saying. But the suspect is Stephen Broderick. We've had a Broderick shooter before, I remember it. I guess they don't know if he took off on foot or in a vehicle, and authorities don't know if he is hiding or could take a hostage. Again, he's a former Travis County Sheriff's Office detective who was charged with the sexual assault of a child. And I guess he resigned from the department last year after he was arrested and charged with sexual assault and was arrested June 20th and released on bond last year. CNN has reported that this prosecutor, I guess, has been out, but when working on his case, apparently people around him have reported that there's been a crack in his personality, and now, again, three people are dead, and they believe that these are domestic ties. So whether these are, it's two women and one man, so how it's related, I don't know if we know yet, but somehow this guy's on the run.
Four. All right, speaking of three, I said two and two is three, and then I said two and two is four. There are three people who are dead and some other people wounded outside of a bar in Wisconsin. So what's that story? I'm looking around to see what's the pieces, who's the person of interest there. Do they have one?
Somebody who was kicked out of the bar because it was closing time. I don't know. Rich is here today. We know what that makes people angry. No, I don't mean to make light of it. But the Kenosha
Rich
County.
Rich is the expert on bar shoots.
when you get kicked out of a bar, I'm telling you.
Yeah. Okay.
The Kenosha County Sheriff's Department is reporting that the shooting happened around midnight. My grandmother always said nothing good happens after midnight, so you got to be careful out there. Three people killed, three others seriously injured in a shooting early on Sunday morning in Kenosha at 12:45 at the Summers House, which is in the village of Summers. The sheriff's department said that the suspect had been located. It appeared to be a targeted and isolated incident. They don't believe that there is an ongoing threat. It seems to be that the people who were involved were all men, and that they all knew each other. The sheriff said two people died at the scene. A third person got in a car with two other people who moments later flagged down a police vehicle. Pretty awful end to a Saturday night. The officer drove the victim to the hospital. He was pronounced dead. Three additional men who were shot and wounded taken to area hospitals. There may have been more people that were injured in this. A lot of people believe that this was someone who was asked to leave the bar. He returned later with a firearm and started shooting.
So here's a question, Jay, for social media, perhaps. In looking at all of these various things, and we seem to spend Mondays especially going through all the shoot 'em ups of the weekend. It's been going on for years and years. Richie can remember when we would spend Mondays talking about the same thing, and that's 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 30 years ago. And one wonders now how it is that people who see the bright light, you know, you think about what America has stood for all these years, what a wonderful place it is. So individuals, a group of Sikhs, a group of Somalians, a group of Muslims, a group of whomever, people that come from south of the border into this country, they all want to be here. They're so desperate to come here. And then they become, many of them, targets of the thinking that seems to not be, doesn't seem to be prevalent, but yet you hear stories about what folks say around the rest of the world about America. Look at all these shoot 'em ups, and they've got a monopoly on death and destruction. It's a conundrum for me, wondering why people want to come here and then become victimized. Is it still better than wherever they're coming from? The answer is probably yes.
Oh, yeah.
But it still seems, you know, you think about. And then a lot of people who are in other countries criticize us because of the gun laws, and we can't have a gun in our country, and you can have it. I don't know. Oh, who's the latest expert on this? Dr. Fauci, who's now, I guess, gone from being an expert on what to do with the virus. Now he says that mass shootings and gun violence is a public health issue. So Fauci, who's got way too much exposure.
He's no longer just a medical expert. He's now just showing himself outwardly to be a hack. But I think you have a problem.
How is it being a hack, though, when a doctor says that mass shootings, which we've already had 45 this month, how is that being a hack, though, by saying that's a public health issue? If you go into a public place and you don't know if you're going to get shot and killed, that feels like a public issue.
Because his specialty is to deal
with
the coronavirus.
If a radiologist said that to me, I'd say, okay, yeah, that's right.
Victoria, gun violence maybe if you're a psychiatrist, maybe you might be able to talk about it.
Why wouldn't any human being in America be able to talk about this, Jen?
Every single person to me in America. You can talk about it, but he's pitching himself to be an expert. And he's up there hacking it up like he has been for the last 6 months.
It's just too much.
I mean, you have to wonder if Fauci is there because he likes to be on TV or because he really wants to help people. And
honestly, I don't care about Fauci at all.
On the DJV program. Doug Steffen here. I spent a lot of time talking about MyPillow products. Now they've done it again. They announced the introduction of new My Slippers. My Slippers took a couple of years to develop to ensure that they are the highest in quality and comfort, just like everything else at MyPillow. These are designed for all day, indoor use, outside wear. My Slippers are made with quality suede and the exclusive 3-tier cushioning system, combining layers of MyPillow fill, impact gel, and comfort memory foam to absorb impact and relieve pressure. Your feet will never feel the same. Whether you prefer the moccasin or the slip-on style, My Slippers available right now, a variety of colors and sizes. Go to MyPillow.com, look for the My Slippers new page, get 40% off. That's the new My Slippers. Get 40% off by using the discount code DJV, MyPillow.com.
Text us to receive up to 5 marketing texts sent via automated technology to your number. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply. Membership automatically renews. Cancel any time.
Hi. You ever heard of Beachbody On Demand? Hold on a second. Here is your free membership. I'm Carl Deichler, the CEO of Beachbody, and I just sent a free membership to another customer. And I'm giving away 10,000 free memberships a week to anyone who texts me right now to try our new Beachbody On Demand fitness and nutrition app. Just text the word FIRE to 303030 to get instant access to all $8,000 of our best-selling fitness programs like 21 Day Fix, Insanity, P90X, T25, and PIO. These programs really work, and this is your one chance to try them for free. Just text the word FIRE to 303030. That's FIRE to 303030 right now, and I'll send you your own free membership.
Oh. Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's 23 after the hour now on the DJV program. Doug and Jen and Victoria and Jay is going to bring us up to date on what's trending, including an overview of the ACM Awards that took place last night, coming up right after this.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications and the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Here's to the farmer that plants the fields in the spring. That turn from green to that harvest money. Pull one up, hold the bank.
All right, so that's one of the tunes that we use to present to you our weekly American Family Farmer show. It's a chance for me to get into the stuff that I really love with the voice of Luke Bryan, who's very big in the farming community. Here I am using that term, like I said, what's the Sikh community, the farmers. One of the Entertainer of the Year nominees. How'd he do? That's part of the trending info here, right, Jay?
Yes, it is.
That's okay. You can jump in now.
Well, so Luke Bryan took home the coveted Entertainer of the Year title. He was really the only one that had to go virtual in because he's in L.A. for American Idol. Everybody else was there. They broadcast and performed across Bluebird Cafe, the Ryman Auditorium, Grand Ole Opry House. Little Big Town did their performance in the street down on Lower Broadway. I mean, it was kind of a fun show. It was really awkward. There's still so many awkward moments, and you can tell that a lot of the...
Awkward how?
Like,
masks.
Yeah, without having a whole bunch of audience members there. There were a medical audience still, so there were some people in the crowds, but it just doesn't get as rowdy. A lot of the things with country award shows, it's kind of like a little music festival. It's like a concert over being a televised event. It's just, it gets rowdy. It gets really fun. And you could tell there were just some of those awkward moments of like, oh, wait a second. We're waiting for applause. There's not going to be a lot of
You know
applause.
What feels awkward to me? The fact that there was a big deal made about four black nominated artists. Once again, why is it that we're talking about a nomination of black artists or women artists instead of just these are the best people around?
They are the best people around, but it's breaking barriers, so it has to be acknowledged.
But why is there a barrier there? I'm naive enough to ask the question. Is it because it's country music?
That's
it's because
the
of
really
South?
Lame
they don't like
thing,
blacks in the South? What is the, what's the
That's the really
thing?
Lame thing, isn't it? That there still has
lame.
To be barriers.
Yeah.
Many decades later.
That started with Darius Rucker, I think, didn't it? Well, it really started with country Charlie Pride.
It died last year, yeah. But hasn't country music in general been a lot more, I'm not a country fan, but I've at least seen a lot of headlines over the last few years where country music artists, like big stars, want more inclusivity, and they want to welcome black artists to do country music. So I think it's changing, and I think it's a good thing.
Oh, absolutely. It's definitely getting more inclusive of everybody. There was once a time when you would not hear two female-driven songs back-to-back. I mean, whether it was one female artist and then a female-led band, like,
but they don't
hear
have
Ballerini followed by
a category
Little
black country music artist of the year.
No,
and so that's, I guess, in a sense, the female
why would they do
artist
that?
Of the year was Maren Morris, and the male artist of the year was Thomas Rhett. There you go, country music in the spotlight last night. It's 28 after the hour on the DJV show.
O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Here's today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. Ford is advancing technology with state-of-the-art innovations and promoting its mainstream adoption of making Ford state-of-the-art driver assistance hands-free technology standard on certain models or as a relatively affordable option on others. The advanced new driver assist feature will arrive first on the 2021 Ford F-150 and Mustang Mach-E models. The technology will be available the third quarter of 2021 via over-the-air updates. And for more automotive tech news, you can go to testmiles.com.
Stay on these roads. The Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive features the most advanced all-wheel drive system in its class. Enhanced traction helps you better navigate changes in driving and road conditions. Drive with confidence in the Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive.
How clean is your nose? Most airborne germs and allergens invade through the nose, your body's air filter, its first line of defense. You wash your hands and brush your teeth, but what about your nose? Did you know there's an easy way to keep your nose clean and help your body protect itself? It's called Navage Nasal Care. Navage uses powered suction to clean your nose by flushing out pollen, mucus, bacteria, and viruses. Millions use Navage for fast, all-natural relief from sinus congestion and allergies, and to breathe better, sleep deeper, snore less, and feel healthier without drugs. Navage is easy to use, affordable, and it comes with an absolute guarantee of satisfaction. And 50,000 independent online reviews averaging 4.7 stars show just how much people love their Navage. You wash your hands and brush your teeth every day. Now you can clean your nose and help protect your health with Navage. At Navage.com, CVS, Walgreens, Bed Bath & Beyond, Target, and Rite Aid. Navage. N-A-V-A-G-E. Make good nasal hygiene your new normal with Navage. Clean nose.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Authorities in Texas say two people were killed when a driverless Tesla with no one in the driver's seat crashed into a tree and burst into flames. The cause of the crash, which happened about 9 p.m. local time in Spring, Texas, near Houston, is under investigation. First responders had to use nearly 30,000 gallons of water over 4 hours to put out the fire, as the Tesla battery kept reigniting. Authorities tried to contact Tesla for advice putting out the fire. It was not clear if they received any response. Staying in Texas, Austin, Texas police identify Stephen Broderick, a former Travis County Sheriff's Detective, as the man wanted for allegedly killing at least three people near an apartment complex in northwest Austin, Texas. The detective is also accused of raping a 16-year-old girl last June. The Austin Police Department said the suspect was still on the run early Monday and is considered armed and dangerous. USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
The Consumer Product Safety Commission has issued a warning concerning a popular treadmill. John Clements from the Texas USA Radio News Bureau reports.
The warning was issued to owners of the Peloton Tread Plus that has a price tag of $4,300 after 39 incidents, one of which resulted in death. Joseph Mardiak is with the Consumer Product Safety Commission.
Any consumer using the Peloton Tread Plus who has or could have a pet, a child, or an object around this device, this warning is for you. You should not be using this treadmill because it has the capability, in almost 40 cases, of sucking the child or the object or the pet underneath, and we've had serious injuries, entrapment. They've been pinned. They've had abrasions. They've had multiple fractures, and, of course, sadly, a fatality.
Users have the option to use the Peloton bike without a subscription. With the Peloton bike subscription, you'll have access to both on-demand and live classes. Carrie Underwood brought the house down at the Academy of Country Music Awards Sunday. Maren Morris won two honors, including Song of the Year. Miranda Lambert performed three times and continues to be the most decorated winner in ACM history. Mickey Guyton, the first black woman to host the award show, gave a strong vocal performance. Luke Bryan was named Entertainer of the Year at the Grand Ole Opry broadcast. And finally, Morgan Wallen, whose latest album and singles have found major success on both the country and pop charts, was declared ineligible by the ACM after he was caught on camera using a racial slur earlier this year. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The hour. You knew it was Monday, right, everybody? Raise your hands if you know
it's
Monday.
Yeah? Yep. Oh, yeah.
How does it feel? You say
like
feeling
a Monday. Well, it feels like I'm sad to wake up, but that the week hasn't shaken the life from me yet. So that's how Mondays usually feel.
Really?
Friday, it's a different story.
Uh-huh. All right, there's Joyce, thank you. The voice of Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner here with What's Trending, What's Hot. What's going on? Certainly more, I was going to say foolishness. Not foolishness, really. The focus on the vaccines, the virus. I can hear some echo, Richie. Somehow or other is creeping into what we're doing here. Victoria, what do we have? New guidance from the, let's go to a commercial, okay? 35 past the hour.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
Is your company still using pen and paper for things like payroll and inventory? Calgary-based R-Curve develops tech solutions for companies to help make them more efficient. Jay Gohill is president and CEO of R-Curve, and he fills us in.
So we would help them design the software and then manage the software when they deployed it out to their workforce and to their clients.
And the pandemic has created huge demand.
Software helps automate processes, automate data collection, automate information. And so, yes, with COVID, we've seen a definite rise in the activity and need for our services for most businesses that would have traditional pen and paper processes or people processes.
R-Curve is just one of many Calgary tech companies looking to hire. Check out Tech Careers at livetechlovelife.com.
Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results, and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions too. Our number's toll free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real live people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And again, the website is toploss.com. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV. Let's try this again. Take two on this half hour, chock full of information. All right, so Victoria, the new J&J guidance, Johnson & Johnson, is supposedly something that, well, they're trying to figure out how to keep using it, obviously. Mm-hmm. There's the concern. You want to rehash a little of the concerns and why it was over this past week that basically everybody stopped using Johnson & Johnson's vaccine.
Yeah, so there was a pause on it. It's not a cancellation. It's just a pause. This week, that CDC panel who was asked to review what happened with the six women who had pretty extreme reactions and had very rare blood clotting issues as a result of the J&J vaccine. It seems to be affecting women ages, you know, within birthing ages. So mm-hmm. It's, you know, affecting younger women. One woman died, and one is in critical care. So it's been serious enough that I guess they thought that not only was it an issue with the vaccine, but it's really an issue with treatment. And so the CDC wants to put out very, very clear and concise treatment guidelines, because heparin, which is an anticoagulant, which normally you would use to treat blood clots, that actually makes this issue worse. Mm. So this is less about the vaccine, which is still deemed to be very safe and effective. And this is more about, you know, giving doctors some guidelines.
So are we overreacting? Has this come as a result of so many other overreactions we've had, the cautions, the flags that have gone up?
Really. I think a couple things that came out over the weekend. It turns out that Johnson & Johnson approached Pfizer and Moderna and asked them to allow their vaccine to, you know, basically to have them weigh in on the vaccine and blood clotting issues, and Pfizer and Moderna refused. We don't really know the reason why yet, unless they just didn't want more competition, which would be pretty terrible, but that's obviously possible with pharmaceutical companies. So we're not really sure about, you know,
you're not suggesting
speed.
They're greedy.
I know.
I know, right?
Heaven. Crazy. I think just the fact that the J&J got kind of approved really quickly, that's probably why the pause
happened.
AstraZeneca,
though, is not in the queue for being used here. Right,
I don't believe so. So this week, hopefully, the CDC will have new guidelines, and then the J&J vaccine will be unpaused. It has not been a popular decision. Governor DeSantis of Florida was pretty fuming about it. He said, if you look at how people view the J&J vaccine, at first, everyone was really into it. It's one shot. Different technology.
Yeah.
And he said now that
the
positive
old technology
view has plunged. And so, a lot of people are not happy that the overall favorability of the vaccine has really scared a lot of people off, which is not the right message that we want to send. We want everybody to be vaccinated.
Isn't there a lot of people who are? Rich McFadden is at the controls in our studio in Washington. Rich, you had any shots yet? Have you had
no
a shot? One shot? Are you going to get them?
No.
not going to get it.
Not for a little bit. Not for a little bit. I'm in the you go first camp.
What about your wife and your children?
I would never get my children vaccinated.
No,
there's
I'm not
no need for it. But
saying they do. But having the what do they say anything to you about it? And what does Janet say?
You know, it's interesting. My wife has had the vaccination. She had the Pfizer.
She works in the schools, though,
in
right?
In schools, just,
yeah.
And my mother-in-law, who's got some health issues, she had it. My mom has had it. Certainly wanted them to get it. But what's interesting is my wife is from Colombia, and it seems like, I mean, she knows 10, 15 people who have died from COVID. All of them in
there
Colombia.
Or here?
There.
Huh.
Yeah, yeah.
So she's exposed to this whole different experience, and then 12 of her relatives, cousins, aunts, and uncles, all got together a month ago or 2 weeks ago for a weekend, and they all got tested before they met together at this beach resort. One of them exposed them to COVID. Six of them got it. One of them's in ICU today. So I don't know what strain or what's going on down there, but she's got this. You know, and she's been careful, but now she's a little freaked out. Mm-hmm. So it's, you know, lately we've been laying low
the
a little bit more.
Are they all from Colombia?
It's all Colombia. Yeah, no, I mean it's like on you going to the beach, you know, and everybody coming. So it's weird how the experience down there is so different from what we're seeing up here with people we know who the ones we do know get it. They go through, you know, a week, it's mild to, you know, light, a couple severe, and then they get through it. Down there, it's like young doctors are dying. Why? What's the difference?
It's crazy. Yeah. It's a different variant, probably.
Yeah, I guess.
All right, speaking of variants, let's go back to New Jersey, where Victoria is. The UK strain seemed to be spreading pretty quickly through your state. What's the status of that now, Victoria?
Well, last week when I mentioned to you on the show that we had 700 variants of concern in New Jersey, and you were like, wait, say that again, 700? Well, we're up to 1,100 now. So we have 1,100 variants of concern, and meaning that state officials say that those are the COVID variants that can spread more quickly, lead to increased hospitalizations, which is what we're seeing in New Jersey. We have a 77.6% increase in the B117 cases in the past 12 days, so... That is the most prevalent strain across the country right now. I don't know, Rich, if that's the same strain that they have down in Colombia, but it's 40 to 80% more contagious than COVID-19 was. That's according to the European Center for Disease Prevention and Control. So this is what we're dealing with right now. New Jersey has gone from number three to the second state with the most cases right now. It's crazy because we're also in the middle of reopening. We're in a reopening phase. So it's a lot of us are kind of thinking this summer is not going to be much different from last summer if this continues. You know, we're not going to be doing things, you know, anything really different. So
a lot of talk about vaccine equity programs. I noticed here locally they set aside 1,000 bottles of Moderna to give to people who are from parts of town where they wouldn't necessarily have access to, or at least they don't think they do. They do, but they don't. You know what I mean? The information that's available to people who can't speak English is limited, and there are probably 5,000 to 10,000 people in America, 5,000 to 10,000 people in this town of 70-some-odd thousand that don't speak English. And so,
well, internet connectivity is, I would say, is the number one thing that's basically the discriminatory factor, and that's against the elderly. It's against it's working against anybody who doesn't have a high speed internet connection at home, because you know you and I, Doug, we've all played the game of, you know, trying to get an appointment for a vaccine, and it took me 2 weeks. I had to chase down appointments for my parents, and if you don't have reliable internet. Just like out in rural areas where, you know, where the farming community doesn't have a reliable internet and, you know, or cell phone service, it's the same thing. There are a lot of people who are just not able to access that vaccine the way that, you know, you or I can with, you know, and internet is just a basic thing that we take for granted. But so many people in this country do not have it or don't have a reliable source of it.
That is becoming a sticky wicket here. What do you do with all the needles? Because of this, there is a huge increase in the number of, well, they call this medical waste. I guess it is, mm-hmm. in a manner of speaking.
Oh, it'll end up in New Jersey. That's where everyone's needles end up, on the beach.
Yeah,
on the beach.
Yep. Okay.
Well, that's one of the offshoots of this story is how, a lot of people, like the environmentalists, I don't know, there's a lot of stories in California because we have a coastline, too, about how gloves and masks and all
masks.
That stuff, people are just, they're throwing them on the streets, and they're ending up everywhere. Yeah.
Masks are the new cigarette butts.
Yeah. Masks are everywhere.
The new straw.
Yeah, everybody was going nuts about straws, and now we've got all this stuff.
All right, so then that brings us around to mask mandates. A lot of states are lifting them. I know when I was in Utah last week, they were all done with it, I think, the following Monday. Oregon is also in the focus because it is doing the opposite. And a lot of people there are not very happy about the fact that you're going to have to keep your mask on. And the potpourri of things make it difficult for some people to find, okay, I'm going to travel today. Do I have to have my mask on or not?
But maybe I think the better question is, why do they want to make this permanent? If this is not a control mechanism.
Who wants to make it permanent? I haven't heard that.
The government of Oregon. Oregon is saying that they're going to, they're putting into place a permanent masking rule. Yeah. And so if we're following the science, and if masking works to protect people and, all of the stuff that we've been told, then you let it work during the pandemic, and then you go back to normal. But Oregon is showing their hands in making this a permanent control mechanism, telling people that they must cover their face.
Yeah, now they're going to run into it.
Constitutionally, I don't know how this is standing for one second. If someone had the wherewithal and the money and the resources to challenge any single one of these mask mandates, I think they'd be able to do it. Successfully. We live in this country and wake up every day, and it's a beautiful gift, especially for women, to wake up and decide what we want to wear, how we want to wear it, and go about our business that day. That is not the story for many women in this world. And the fact that Oregon decides now that they want to take us into the Stone Ages and tell us what to wear every day, no thanks, Oregon.
A lot of people will take a pass or they'll move out. I think you'll see that. I can't imagine this sticking, but, who knows. This is a crazy time. 47 after the hour on the DJV program. Last time you thought about your nose was probably either when you woke up this morning or when you went to bed last night, right? Your nose. It is el numero uno in the defense against all of the forms of airborne threats that we have. The new ones, the viruses, but then there are the bacteria, the pollution, the allergens, all the things that have been around for a long time. And at this time of year, I'm not going to say forget about the virus, but heavenly days with all of the things that are out there at the beginning of spring, with all of the things that are just flying around here, there, and everywhere. It's important to keep your nose clean. You wash your hands, you wash your face, you brush your teeth when you get up, and you do that when you go to bed, I'm assuming, same thing. So why not think about the other area of your body that may not get cleansed as often as you would like? And certainly when you wake up in the morning, there's a lot of crusty stuff up in your nose. So Navage will take care of that. It's the only nose cleaner that has powered suction to suck all that messy stuff out. It's not like a neti pot. Victoria will tell you it's a way to get your nose clean to feel better if you have all these allergies, and you sleep better, too, when your nose is cleaned out. So if you want to find out more about how this fabulous product worked, go to Navage.com, N-A-V-A-G-E, Navage.com, and that's a good place to order it as well. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Pretty cool. Navage.com.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck. Or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Thank you. Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
After the hour here on the DJV program, time for us to find out what's going on in the world of technology. Yep, it's Tech Talk time. And we'll get to the latest from Peloton with Victoria Keelan right after this. Doug Steffen here. I spent a lot of time talking about MyPillow products. Now they've done it again. They announced the introduction of new My Slippers. My Slippers took a couple of years to develop to ensure that they are the highest in quality and comfort, just like everything else at MyPillow. These are designed for all day, indoor use, outside wear. My Slippers are made with quality suede and the exclusive 3-tier cushioning system, combining layers of MyPillow fill, impact gel, and comfort memory foam to absorb impact and relieve pressure. Your feet will never feel the same. Whether you prefer the moccasin or the slip-on style, My Slippers available right now, a variety of colors and sizes. Go to MyPillow.com, look for the My Slippers new page, get 40% off. That's the new My Slippers. Get 40% off by using the discount code DJV, MyPillow.com. All right, let's get to it, Victoria. What's going on with the Peloton safety recall?
Yeah, so last month it was revealed that a child died
And others were injured in accidents on Peloton treadmills. Now, this is not the Peloton spin bike that they kind of became famous for. They've moved on to other equipment. And the Peloton treadmills became really popular all throughout last year when everyone invested in home gym equipment. So now Peloton's fighting back. The Federal Safety Agency has made a request. The Consumer Product Safety Commission is the agency here that's going up against Peloton. They made a request that Peloton recall their treadmills, and so Peloton is saying no, and they're fighting back. It's interesting because this is going back and forth now, and just over the weekend alone, the commission took kind of an unusual step of issuing an administrative subpoena to require Peloton to disclose the name of the child who died, as well as the family's contact information, so that regulators can continue an inquiry into what actually happened. So the two sides are clashing over whether this, it's the Tread Plus treadmill, it's $4,300, it's not cheap, and so they're clashing whether or not this needs to be taken off the market. A new safety warning from the commission was posted early Saturday saying that the agency found that the public health and safety requires that to notice, essentially to warn the public quickly of this hazard, and they advise consumers to stop using their treadmills. As you can imagine, this is causing a lot of confusion with people who own these treadmills. They're calling Peloton. They're trying to figure out, is it safe to use it, or am I not supposed to? Am I returning it? What's the deal? And so Peloton responded with a statement on its website Saturday saying that the information from the commission is misleading and inaccurate. They said there's no reason to stop using the treadmills, but the agency then came back and said that they were alarmed by reports of victims being pulled under the machines and suffering injuries that included broken bones and head trauma, as well as this young child being killed. They claim that this doesn't happen on other treadmills. It's a different type of technology that Peloton uses. So we're going to see more and more of this. Peloton, of course, says that the treadmill is only designed for people older than 16 and that it's important to keep children, pets, and objects clear of the Tread Plus at all times. So a little bit of common sense. You know, Peloton is blaming user error, and the agency wants to take Peloton down. Essentially, right. What they want is a huge government payout from Peloton.
Right. All right. A preview now of what to expect from the Apple event tomorrow.
The Geek Out.
Tomorrow, Tuesday the 20th, Apple will hold its annual event, again online, where what will be revealed is the typical mishmash of rumors. Is this finally the day they roll out those AirTags? Those are those tiny tracking devices we've heard about for the last 2 years, but have mysteriously yet to see. It's more likely we will see a new iPad Pro with a better processor and mini LED display, and many believe the next generation iMac desktop will arrive, featuring a souped-up desktop variant of the M1 processor that debuted in the laptops, and will come in a variety of colors. Now, don't be surprised if you see updates to the AirPods and the iPad Pencil and some other stuff, and we'll keep you posted on Twitter over at The Geek Out.
Are you ready to start investing but aren't sure how? Go for the gains you deserve safely with this free special report from Wall Street trader and financial expert Jared Dillian. Claim your free copy at jaredradio.com. That's jaredradio.com.
All right, so what's going on with Twitter, Facebook, and Snap? Part of the vaccine the radio and TV campaign. What is going on with
these guys? Yes. Yep. So Facebook, Twitter, and Snap are among the companies that will assist in the Biden administration's promotional campaign for vaccine eligibility. The White House had set a date of May 1st for states to open accessibility to everybody. They moved it to the 19th, and so now they're hoping to reach populations who may have a higher rate of hesitancy, like younger people.
Yeah, you see a lot of ads around for sure, here and there. All right, that's it.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.